Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello and happy Monday, everybody. So excited to be here doing this show. It's such a great honor to have you here with me. So thank you. Thank you for joining me. So there are so many things all morning long on Mondays that I'm thinking, oh, I want to tell them this, I want to tell them that. Before I can get to that, the first thing I need to say is my TV show, Psychic Medium Tony Green, or Psychic Medium Tony G, is now going to be taking guests via Skype. And I'm so excited about this because before, to be on the show, you had to be, you know, right here. You had to come here to my city and be on the show. Now you can be any place in the world and I can Skype you in. So please email me at tg247721@aol.com. Yes, I love AOL still. I'm a very loyal person. And let me know you would like to be Skyped in to the TV show and get a reading on the TV show, which is so wonderful to be able to do. I'm very excited to be able to reach more people with that. Second, I do have 5 books out there, and each book was channeled. And see if one of them doesn't call to you. These, I would like to take credit for these books, but they were channeled. I did not. It is not of my, I didn't do this. It was channeled through me. And there are new books coming out hopefully this year that I am working on right now. Yay, I'm so excited. And again, they are channeled. Every book I do is channeled. It is. So please, my favorite book, it's difficult to say, and again, remember I channeled them, is Channeled Messages from Above. Although the meditation books, the Ever Evolving Journey series, they're very good and life-changing and very profound in how they work, but Channeled Messages from Above, even when I go back and I read one of the messages in that book, I'm like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. But again, it doesn't come from me. It comes from above. So having said all of that, I am here every Monday at noon to answer your questions or help you connect with a loved one from the other side. And the only thing that I ask is, because my switchboard is full, every single time I come on, and thank you so much, I'm so grateful for that. If I don't get to you today, please call back next week. I will get to you eventually. Some people have, you know, tried for 5 months and finally gotten through. And I do try to get through as many people as possible. So when I try to get through them by clearly and taking my time with the answer, but also being aware there are more people waiting and wanting to help ever as many people as I can today. So when I click on you and I say your area code, please tell me your question or your connection, I will also be clearing today. And let's get started. So I'm feeling like I keep hearing the word stuck, stuck, stuck. There are a lot of people that are stuck today. So I'm just going to clear everybody for being stuck. Ooh, and instantly I have trouble breathing again. Every time I clear, whether it's for myself or somebody else, it hits me in that chest area. I can't even breathe. Oh, my goodness. So everybody listening, clearing for being stuck is going on. And I'm going to tell you, if you re-listen to this show or any of my past shows, please know that every time you hear this, it will help to clear you even more. Some people, one time, done, it works. Other people, there are many layers that they need to have cleared. Okay, I'm ready for the first caller. I'm so excited, so happy today. Okay, 330, how may I help you? 330, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly. I'm calling from Cincinnati.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm good. I have a question about a guy.
Oh, don't we all? Go ahead.
I know. We've been flirting and teasing, but I wondered if it was going to turn into a real relationship.
Oh, Kimberly. Okay, so sometimes it's hard for me to say this because I know as women, we take things that guys do very, very seriously. We think when they do these things, they're serious. But I am hearing, no, not at this time. The timing just isn't right. I'm going to tell you, he has, he likes to play. He doesn't like to stay. It's the way they're saying this to me. And he'll play for as long as you let him. But he's not ready for that full-on commitment quite yet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever I deliver a message like that, I always tell them, give me the good news, though. Okay, this is not great news. It is great news. It's amazing news because now you can move forward knowing where he is. And if you choose to play with him, you can play with him knowing, hey, probably not going to go into anything else because for probably about 5 years, he's going to be looking at all of the options that he has, okay? So the good news is there's another guy, if you do so choose, coming in March, and we are in March, so that's awesome. There's another guy coming in March. I need to ask you, Kimberly, what can I please ask your age?
47, almost 48.
Okay, what happened at 28?
28.
28. I keep hearing 28, 28, 28, 28.
Yeah, I have a regret there.
You haven't left. My dear girl, I am so happy you called today. Are you ready? Are you ready to let that regret go? Are you ready to move on past that so you can get into something better, something stronger, something real? So here we go.
Absolutely.
Something happened to Kimberly at 28 that she's holding on to. It's stopping her from healthy, happy, loving relationships. I'm instantly going forward. Here we go, sweet girl. Oh, clear this now. And I instantly feel it in my throat, like that nausea feeling. So whatever this is, it made you, there's two reasons I feel that feeling. Either it made you feel very sick to your stomach for a very long time, or the other reason, which I shall not mention, on the air. Whatever it is, you don't have to share, but I am going to tell you this is clearing now. It made you very confused in your head. You blamed yourself for a lot of things. There was a lot of conflict with this. We're just going to clear it now. I'm asking your angels and the Holy Spirit to come in and take this from you now. And I feel it literally being pulled out of you from like your waist up. They're pulling it out the top, not pushing it out the bottom. That's probably why I feel it in the throat so much. And I can hear you doing that breathing. Do you feel it going too? Mm-hmm. Do you feel stuff happening right now?
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely my pleasure. I love being able to help people. My throat is a little froggy right now because it is clearing this stuff. And when they clear, sometimes my throat gets a little froggy. I'm going to tell you, this was very emotional for you. I feel like I want to cry. I feel like I'm fighting everything not to break into tears for you right now. It was almost devastating to you. So just let this finish clearing. And I'm so sorry that happened to you, dear one. Nobody deserves anything like this in life. Okay, a big part of it just went. There's still a little bit more to go. But a big part of it just left. You should feel a big relief within a second if you haven't already felt it. But now it's at the head point. It's cleared from the chest, pretty much cleared from the throat. It's like around my eyes and the top of my head where it's going to be leaving pretty soon. Now, throughout the month of March, I'm going to tell you, you are going to have the potential to meet three new people. One of them is quite sensational. Yeah, right? One of them is quite sensational. See, when we clear stuff, it opens a path for more people to come in. It's a beautiful thing. One of these people is quite sensational. He's ready for something more serious. He's ready for something more intimate. He's a bit of a romantic, and he wants a commitment. I am seeing 21st and 28th, so I'm going to guess this is March of 21st and or the 28th. Maybe, and I'm going to tell you all that it could be that you meet him on the 21st, you go out on the 28th. It could be any time between the 21st and the 28th you get to meet this guy. Could be, you know, you, whatever this means, the 21st, but the 28th is the stronger date, okay?
Okay.
Because this is clearing now, you're going to recognize, or you should, within the month, you should recognize those guys who are playing and those guys who are wanting to stay, okay? And that's huge for us girls, because we want to believe that just because a guy is wanting to jimmy our jam, so to say, that they really want to be with us. But that's not always the case. Sometimes they just, you know, they're boys, not men. And we have to find the men. We have to separate the boys from the men. And I mean this in a way of boys still want to play. Boys still think they're, like, they have options. They want to use them, where men are ready for that serious, more spiritual, that better connection. And it's really important to know the difference, okay? Now, can a play turn into a stay? Yeah, but how much are you willing to put up with in the meantime, right? We want to find that person that connects with us on that level that we are now. So I hear the 21st. I see the 28th. Those are two golden days for you. Get your girl on. Look, go out and look glowing those days. I usually say look your best, but we look our best when we're glowing, when we're confident, when we're happy. I need to tell you, you might have some very bizarre dreams this evening because of what we cleared today. That's perfectly normal. Don't worry about it. Just let it all go. Are you feeling better now?
Much better. I'm excited now.
Yeah. See how quickly? Just like in a few seconds. Boom, boom, boom. It's done. It's gone. You're on your way. I'm going to tell you, I want you to call me back in April. You can call me back sooner. But in April, I want to hear about the 21st, and I especially, oh my gosh, I so want to hear about the 28th. Oh my goodness, I want to hear about that. As I am going to say to you, as I tell everybody, unless you want the food delivery guy, you have to get out. You have to be out, because it's very unlikely that this guy is going to knock on your door and say, hey, I'm the guy. So, although I did have that happen to me once, but he was. Anyway, not what you want. I'm just going to say. Now, and it does take a lot of courage for a guy to ask a girl out, so I do respect that. But I'm going to tell you, you have to be out and about all through March. Just, you know, get a friend, get a sister, get whatever, and get out. And even if you have to go do like a wine and painting thing by yourself, or A workshop. Look at some workshops and see which one calls you. Maybe take a workshop that lasts a weekend. See what happens. Okay? Now, if it's a makeup workshop, I'm feeling like he's probably not going to be there. But if it's like a fun workshop, something that you're truly interested in, you might be surprised at who you meet, okay?
Okay,
I want you to look at all the options that you have and then, you know, just move forward confidently. By tomorrow, you should feel a million times better. And by next week at this time, you should be ready, set, and go. Let's get this done, okay?
Can you tell me anything about him?
He's a little bit romantic. He's ready for a serious relationship. He has some very, he has some really, really good family values. That's the best thing I can say. He has some really good family values that you're going to want to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hope this was helpful.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Now go have listen to the rest of the show first. And if you feel
okay,
like you need to clear more, re-listen to it later on. But otherwise, go have an amazing day. And I look forward to hearing from you again in the future, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Perfect. I wish you a great day.
Thank you, you too.
You are welcome. Okay, I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and it is 951. Hello, 951.
Hello. Hey, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hey, Nathaniel. How are you today?
Great.
Awesome. How can I help you?
I'm just kind of want a general message, if you can do, but I'm just trying to
figure
out what
to do.
Well,
I absolutely can, but on the air, I usually like to do a specific question just because of the time frame and the people waiting. But Nathaniel, the one thing that I'm getting for you is you need to move forward. You need to stop.
Yeah.
There's something in the past that you're stuck on.
Mm-hmm.
It happened about a year and a half ago, I want to say. Is this accurate? Do I have the right person here?
Yeah.
So about a year and a half ago, and I'm getting, you need to just, like, purge yourself of that. So I'm going to test that. Okay, so I'm going to start clearing whatever happened for you, and so you're not stuck in this, and you can move forward in a really brilliant way. Do you have a business idea that you're currently, you don't have to tell me the business idea.
Yes.
But I'm getting that there's a business idea you're working on right now also.
Well, one job I wanted to apply for, I wanted to do the announcer of a baseball team, but there's another
mm-hmm.
job I was going to apply for for the county, and it's a process server, courthouse.
Yeah.
Process documents and serve people.
Yeah, I'm getting go for it. I'm getting a big go for it. You have this really... this personality that's kind of larger than life at times, and you really, you have all these really good ideas and all these things you want to do, but then you don't implement them appropriately.
Right.
You have to start, but that's not a bad thing, because sometimes us creative types, we need somebody to sit down and help us, like, balance the right and left side out a little bit. You are very... your ideas, okay, if you don't already have a business idea, one is going to be coming in. I need to tell you this. If you don't already have a business idea that you've been thinking, there's going to be a business idea coming in. It should be to you by month's end, but it might be next month. But they want you to pay attention to those little thoughts that come into your head, those little ideas, and they want you to sit down with a pen and paper and just write out where it could go, how it could look, what would happen. You're going to get a very brilliant business idea. I just need to tell you this. That doesn't mean don't have a day job, because, listen, sometimes we need that day job to make our brilliant business idea come to fruition. Go for the process server, go for the other thing, but listen to those little sparks of wisdom that come to you, because there is a brilliant idea coming to you within a month. That means a month from now, which we are at March 4th, that puts us at April 4th, and then in May, you're going to be flooded with a lot of really good ideas. Keep a pen and a paper with you wherever you are. Keep that pen and paper with you. And I have so many questions for you. I can't even ask them on the air because I don't want to give this away too much. Okay, let me just put it this way. If ideas come to you, write them down, because as quickly as they, I need you to write down every little idea that comes to you, because for about a month, you're going to sporadically get little clues, and then in May, it's all going to come together with the bigger picture, okay? So please, just know it's leading you to something, but have something in the interim, something in the meantime that brings, you know, keeps you fluid and keeps you active, because sometimes some people need to sit down and meditate to get those little gems, but I get my gems when I'm running. I get my gems when I'm, you know, doing a chest press. I get my gems of idea when I'm driving down the street. So when my mind is focused on something else, they slip in those little ideas. When I go searching for them, they laugh at me and they say, oh, you want to play hide and seek? We can hide. You know, so whatever you're doing, keep that little pen and paper next to you and write down everything, okay? It's all going to come together in May. It's brilliant, and wow, it's going to come together in May. You have to be attentive. You have to stay on top of it, and no mishmashing around. Mishmashing. I've never heard that statement before. No mishmashing around. You got to get on it, okay?
Okay.
Does that sound good for you?
That sounds great. You know, I'm a guitar player, and I really like astrology and stuff. I know every day of the year, you know, and I know the weeks and stuff, mm-hmm. and I know a lot about Chinese astrology. So I don't know whether to go kind of like into metaphysics or something, or try to play guitar in a band, or you know, I want
to
get a day job.
Okay, do you want to
say
what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you this really quickly. Start. Okay, healing music, healing astrology. So you can look at somebody's astrology chart, and you can see, obviously, where the good, the bad, the indifferent times are. And you can create a harmony or a music.
Song.
You can sit down and you can create a piece of music that they can listen to that will help heal what they need healed according to their chart. Now, I want you to write this down right now so you don't forget it.
Okay.
And then I want you to start working on that with people you already know. Let them give testimonials and then put it out for the rest of the world. But you still, you know, it's always good to have that money coming in. It's easier to make money when we have money. I cannot say that enough times. The more you have, the more that comes in. And money is not the root of all evil. There are people that are really good that have money, and people that are really bad that have money. They're going to be good or bad whether they have money or not. Okay, so people, don't get on me if I say go make money and make a lot of it.
No.
Because we can't help others unless we have it ourselves. Can I get an amen, Nathaniel?
Amen. Holy Father, amen for all that. Because
amen.
In the Bible,
making
he'll
the,
pour out his
the,
abundance. and everything,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was showers, abundance.
Yes.
And John Lennon would have never had, we would have never had Beatles if John Lennon would have never wrote down all those songs, because he would have forgot them in 5 minutes.
Yes, exactly. So please, 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 when you're making the music, the other message I'm getting is stay in that place of love. Don't try to direct the music. Let the music direct you. But I'm serious. You know what? I cannot be more serious. I cannot be more. When you're writing, when you look at somebody's chart and you see, oh, this is going to be a bad time for them, you write this music and then you give it to them with their chart and you tell them, you know, you listen to this and it will minimize or heal this time for you. And you can also do that just if you know somebody's going through like a heartbreak, you can write a very uplifting, healing melody and then play it and then have people download it or in some way purchase it. And then from there, they can listen to it and it will change their frequency or their vibration, because we are all vibration, we are all frequency. And when something bad happens and we fall into that lower frequency, it can be very difficult to get into that higher frequency. And the one thing I know, like I know, like I know, music will change our vibration or our frequency so very quickly. We can hear a song that instantly takes us back to a time when we were very happy, very sad, or we can hear a new song, a new melody, a new harmony that will bring us into healing, bring us our vibration higher. And it is so, music is one of the most powerful things I know to change our frequency. And just like TV or any other thing that we bring into our mind, I always say, if you're going to watch something, make it be something funny or loving. Nothing that makes you sad or afraid. And the same thing with our ears. If we're going to listen to music, let it be something that brings our vibration up, something that makes us happy and our eyes pop open a little bit more when we hear it. Because when that vibration is raising, and then we are in a better space. So, does that make sense?
Well, you're
to you?
Super.
Yes, of course it does.
Your spirits are so, thank you so much.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Yeah, my guides, they rock, don't they? They are freaking amazing. I love them so much. I do. I just love my guides and my angels. Like, yeah.
They're our best friends, huh? They're our true friends.
They really, really, really are. They so are. So I want you to really please start working on that. And whenever you sit down and you start, you know, when you're driving around and such, you're going to get keys, little things that you write down, like perhaps like healing the heart, healing cancer, heal. Like, it can be something physical, it can be something emotional. So please, please take the notes and then sit down and get out of your body. Let the angel get in your body and let it happen. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling in today. It was an honor to be able to give you this information and help you with it.
God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, and God bless you also. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have an amazing
bye-bye.
Week. Bye-bye.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Here we go. Okay, so I just want to say I just want to tell you again, I'm here every single Monday at noon. And I try to take new callers every single time that I come in. But as I go out, I want to give everybody a clearing on, we did being stuck. So let's do love. So I'm going to clear if something's stopping you or blocking you from love. Here we go. Now you might feel some pressure in your heart or chest, heavy breathing, dizziness in the head. That's all perfectly normal. The more you listen to this show, the more it will clear. Thank you so much for being here today. With all my heart and all my love, have an amazing rest of the day.